systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Welcome to the Jam Hole. Today is Friday, May 7th, 2010. And my name is Matt.
And my name's Danny.
Dude, that totally freaked me out. The cat, like, has a
All
spider.
All systems go!
Oh. What the fuck?
Hold on. The cat put the fucking Winamp on repeat.
Oh, okay.
You know, I usually always check that, and I totally just didn't.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, I was fucking concerned because the cat had a spider in her mouth, and she, like, jumped right over my shoes. Do you hear that?
Yeah, I do.
She's like going through cabinets and shit. Unbelievable.
She's killing spiders.
This is episode 346, Friday Night Show. Thank you so much for joining us. 406-204-4687, of course. That's the number you want to call if you want to say hi. Or thejamhole.com/live. That's where you should be watching these with the chat and the bot and all that cool stuff. Speaking of the bot, I have good news.
Oh, yeah?
Along with our Ustream bot here in the chat. Guess who's back from rehab?
Who?
The fucking Pingbot.
Oh,
I'll tell you a
okay.
little story. About a week or two ago, I got a note from my Pingbot saying, I ran off with the Ustream bot. Fuck you guys. I hate you. I hate your show. I hate working for Ustream. And I'm out, basically. Left his family. Quit his job. About two to three days after that, I get a phone call from Dr. Drew, and he says the Pingbot checked himself into celebrity rehab.
Okay.
I'm sure you will, if you guys watch that show, you may have seen it, but yeah, it's been a couple weeks now, and the bot is back, and I tell it something, and it's not like, like nodding out and shit because it's high on drugs. Like right away, it's like, hey, I'm going to go post that right now.
See, he's on meth now.
Right.
He came out and got on meth.
It was awesome because before it was like I would type something and I'd get this little note that's like, I'm out of drugs. I'll call you when I get back. And then I wouldn't hear from the bot for like 3 days. And then, you know, on the fourth day, I would check, you know, Twitter or something. And there's the post that I had told it to put up like 3 days ago. Like,
it was
finally
like, hey,
there.
I got this now.
It's spelled totally wrong. Like, he was just on drugs trying to do it. I don't appreciate that, but I'm glad that the Pingbot got its life back together, and he is now once again my one stop spot
Pingbot.
To post things. Congratulations, Pingbot.
Yeah.
I got your 1 year sobriety token ready for you.
When you hit that year
when
mark.
When you hit that year mark.
Right.
That earmark, dear mark. It'll be good.
Year, okay.
So, yeah, Wednesday night after the podcast, we did end up going to the scoreboard. Me and Lyrical went down there. And at first, like, I got there and we walked in and shit. And it's just, like, we're driving around the parking lot. And they got a pretty big-sized parking lot there. And it's right next to a Pizza Hut. And then across the street is Woodland Park, where we fall fat sometimes.
Okay.
And, like, the whole parking lot was full. And then, like, connected to that is the Pizza Hut.
Uh-huh.
And that parking lot had some cars in it, and that's where we ended up having to park. And I always hate going into places like this when there's just a ton of fucking people
Random
and
drunk
shit.
People.
Like, I'm kind of stoned still, and like we open the doors and it's just like wall to wall, just people everywhere getting wasted for Cinco de Mayo and shit. And you always, like, I don't know if you guys do it, but as soon as I walk into a place, I'm, like, scanning. I'm, like, exits, there's this many people working, there's this many people doing this, those guys are doing that. Looking for familiar faces and, you know, things like that. And we finally find Adam, and he's like, so are you guys gonna rap? And I'm like, I don't know, man. This is a huge crowd, and they're already pretty drunk, and you're playing, like, techno dance music. Are they going to be cool with this? And he's like, this is my crowd. It's cool. I'll do whatever I want. Like, all right. It's not your ass up there doing it. It's kind of ours, but sure, let's do it. And so, you know, we chill for a little bit, and I'm like, do you have microphones? Because I didn't see any microphones.
Right.
He's like, yeah. Pulls out a couple, like, old, like, the ones we used to use. The
oh,
old
really?
Dynamic Shure fucking... Those mics are awesome because they're bulletproof, but, you know, you got to yell at them.
Oh,
and so
well.
We're hooking that stuff up, and at this point, I'm, like, shitting my pants. I'm so nervous, and I'm looking
there's
at Sean.
There was a lot of people there, I guess.
There was so many people there, and I'm just like, I don't know hardly any of these people, and I see Sean, like, already, like, two drinks in his hands, talking to some chicks, and I'm like, are you ready to do this? And he's like... Yeah, hold on, give me a minute. And he starts going around to, like, all these different tables with these different girls at him.
Uh-huh.
And he's like, hey, we're going to go rap here in a minute. So when we get up there, pretend like we're really famous and just start screaming and going crazy. And I think that helped because it's that whole the boy band effect, not to be confused with the 8 Mile effect, which is shitty young white children trying to rap.
Right,
but
okay.
This is totally different. This is when... You have a room full of people. If you can get all the girls to, like, go crazy for something, the rest of the room will follow suit.
Yep.
And so he's going around, like, enacting this effect, trying to get this whole thing started. And he makes his way back, and I start to grab the mic and shit, and I'm going to just go up there and be like, what's up? My name's Matt. We're going to rap for y'all. So I hope you enjoy it. And Adam, like, slaps my hand away. He's like, no. I'll introduce you. And
right.
I'm like, yeah, we're the, you'll introduce us because we're the rappers. That's how it works. I don't have to introduce myself. We have people that do that. And so, you know, he turns the music down and he starts talking to his people, his party people. And he starts mentioning something about, like, just who I am pretty much.
Uh-huh.
Something about being the biggest shit talker in Kalispell now that John Stokes is bankrupt. or
oh,
something
God.
Like that. And about how he didn't say this over the mic, but this is kind of what he was talking about afterwards. He was telling me about how he was really surprised that when we first started this thing, he was like, you're just a shit talker, and you used to be a pretty big shit talker, but now you have this podcast. You're like a retardedly big shit talker, and you have people that listen to your shit. And I'm like, I know, it's weird, huh?
It's awesome.
He's like, it is weird. I'm like, I know, it's weird for me, too. It's okay. Don't worry about it. But yeah, so he introduces us, and we did two songs. We did the Who Do You Think You Are song first.
Okay.
Keep My Car Clean. And then we did Famous, and the crowd, I've never heard an applause like that ever. And you can ask him if you guys know him. So I'm not just, you know, making this shit up. Because I might be making this whole thing up. Not even have gone. I may have just totally pussied out and drove there. I may have gotten halfway there, pulled over, threw up all over myself, and then had to just drop Sean off at home. And I drove home shirtless, crying.
No, because you came home clothed.
I was clothed. Okay, you got me. We rocked that motherfucking crowd. We killed it so fucking hard. It was awesome. I was so not expecting that. Like, we started, and as soon as he cuts the music, everything is quiet, and everyone's looking at us and him, like, towards the front, and I'm like... Oh, fuck. You could have just, like, said our names over the music, and, you know, if they listen, they listen. If not, no big deal, whatever. But, yeah, everyone's, full attention on us, and I'm just like, oh, boy, this is awesome.
When you go into a place, and there's already a bunch of people there, and they're already getting drunk and rowdy and shit, and you went there kind of late, so...
Yeah, it was, like, after midnight.
Yeah, so there was a lot of people there, I'm assuming, and they're already partying...
Right,
you put yourself in front of them doing something.
Like, hey, stop what you're doing and watch what I'm about
right.
to do, because it's going to be cool, hopefully.
Right.
But, the weird thing for me was that it, like, you can go into a place that's playing one style of music and then be like, well, we're going to do kind of what you were listening to, but we're going to do it live. But it was, like, total techno dance music, and everyone was dancing to that, and I'm like, I don't know if this is the crowd for this. He's like, it'll be fine, just do it. And I was getting dizzy and shit. Like, the longer we waited, the more I was like, I'm gonna just leave. I'm gonna like duck out the back, like, and I was never even here. But yeah, no, we did it, and it was really cool. It was a good experience. And like we left, and Sean was like, "That's what it's like to be a rapper, just rolling up to some bar that's not even yours and crashing that shit, doing a few songs, and then going on to the next bar." I was like, "All right, well, I'm gonna drop you off at the next bar, and I'm going home because it's like fucking 1:30, and I gotta work in the morning." But yeah, it was a really good time, and definitely huge thanks to Adam, DJ Aztec, for letting us go down there and rock that mic. We may be doing it down there more often. He was pretty happy with it, and the crowd dug it, so what the fuck?
Maybe you can make that your, like, Tuesday night thing or something.
Tuesday night's marijuana podcast night, sorry.
Oh, okay,
we'll
Saturday.
Have to check with our secretary. We're getting booked. We're getting booked up, dude. There is not enough days left in my week to do the things I want to do, like watch Stargate Atlantis.
Oh, God.
That's horrible. I just saw it on my, what do you call it? My Netflix queue. Is that what the kids are using these days? My XDCC Irkbot queue. What are kids using these days? My LimeWire queue.
Not LimeWire.
My Napster
not
queue.
Not Napster.
My Morpheus queue.
Not Morpheus.
My Kazaa
no.
queue. My Audio
Stick
Satellite.
With Netflix. How's that?
Does anyone remember Audio Satellite?
No.
That was probably the most obscure place. That was right at the very transition of downloading individual songs that transformed into just here's the full albums. Just get what you want. They're not even out yet, but here they are. Like, it was right in the middle of that. Audio, it was great. Charlie Cloud says Soul Seek. There was the other one I was thinking of. I never got into Soul Seek, though. But.
I had LimeWire, but that was a long time ago.
So, yeah, and then then Thursday night, we went up to Grizzly Jack's, and that was, like, the least crowded I've seen that place since I started rapping there. It was... I kind of expected it because everybody was out on Wednesday night.
Yeah.
And when it's during the week and we all work, you know, paycheck to paycheck, that's how we live here. People don't usually go out more than once, you know, during the work week. If they do it once, like, that's it for the rest of the week until Friday, and then, you know, it's all on. So it was pretty dead, but it was kind of cool because it was just like maybe, what, 10 or 15 people?
Something like that, yeah.
Just real small, and we got there anyway, and I was like kind of walking around to each person and like giving them a couple lines and then going to the next person because it was so small, but it was fun either way.
It was pretty cool. I like the fact that there was like a table of rednecks.
Yeah,
right,
dude.
There
was some cowboys there, and they were getting down, dude.
It was so funny, especially when Papa Pill and Lyrical did their Yeehaw song or whatever the fuck it is. What the fuck is that song called?
I'm not sure what it's called, but yeah, it goes Yeehaw, and there's like a country lick in the back of this hip hop beat, and it's his, you know, country rap song. But all the cowboys love it, and this one guy like got up and started totally doing like the, what is that called?
Like do-si-do-in.
Was that the boot scootin' boogie?
I have no idea.
He was doing
dude.
Something, and then he started dancing with this little skinny chick, and like they start just totally like twirling her around, and he ends up like picking her up like one handed almost, and just like flips her over. It was so funny.
It was pretty cool.
She was so small, and he just like manhandled her. It was
well,
wicked.
He was a big dude. I don't know.
Yeah,
if
he was. He was a pretty big dude. It was like Tim McGraw. Wasn't
I know.
It?
I was like, whoa.
We had Tim McGraw up at Grizzly Jack's dancing to our country hip hop. Beat that.
Yeah.
It don't get much better than that. It don't. I don't know about you, but man, this is my little piece of heaven right here.
They were like, oh my God, are they seriously yelling yeehaw in the middle of a rap song?
It's so awesome. And you totally don't expect it. Like, Isaiah was all totally decked out in his, like, G-Unit apparel with, like, the blingy, like, bright white and red, you know, New York hat and all that, like... And then you hear them all, yeehaw, do-si-do, come on everybody to the rodeo. It's so great. It's such an awesome song. I really enjoy it when they perform that.
Yeah, that's a good one.
So I saw a church sign today. You know what this one said?
What did this one say?
This one kind of made me crack a smile, actually.
Okay.
It says, in the dark? Question mark? In the dark?
Okay.
Follow? The sun. S-O-N, in case you were wondering.
Are you serious?
If you're in the dark, you just need the Son of God. Follow the Son.
Yeah, I'd rather be a leader. I don't need to follow anybody. It's cool.
That's awesome, because when people stare at the Son, they go blind. So what's that a metaphor for, church? this is great. Today, I had to take my truck in to get some work done on it because Bessie's getting old. I'll tell you something. Bessie's getting upwards of over 300,000 miles on her. And Betsy's like an 01.
See, mine's old, but it's in very good shape.
My 87 Subaru doesn't have half, doesn't even have a quarter. I'm not even over 100,000 miles on my 87 Subaru. This truck is an 01, over 300,000 miles on it.
Oh my God.
And then,
dude,
them are some rough miles, I'll tell you something. They are.
Dude, my
packing.
Truck only has under 200,000. It's like 150 or 60,000.
It was pretty great, so I had to go and drop the truck off and get some work done on it. And nobody was back, but I got my longboard. So I'm like, fuck it, it's beautiful out today. I'm going to longboard back. So I'm like, you know, walking and smoking a cigarette, and then I start skating.
How did you have your longboard?
Huh? Because I grabbed it, because it's always in my car.
Oh.
And I had it in my trunk, and I'm like, well, why walk back when I could just longboard back?
Okay.
Right. So I grab that, and, you know, I drop it off, and I'm walking back, and I'm smoking a cig, listening to some podcasts on the Droid with my Beyond Pod app that has a couple bugs that I've worked out. I'll tell you about in a minute.
Okay.
But I start longboarding back on the sidewalk, and I'm, you know, cruising through town.
Uh-huh.
And there's this dude, there's, like, this bank on a... like First and Second on the east side, and if you're on the street kind of by where Fresh Life Church is, if you're local, you know what I'm talking about. Uh-huh. There's an ATM there right off the sidewalk, right, built into the wall of the bank.
Yeah.
And I go skating by there, and I'm not really going that fast. I'm kind of just enjoying, you know, the sunshine. And there's this older guy, like, getting money out or whatever, and I kind of assume he would hear the longboard, like, you know, it's like you know, through the yeah. sidewalk. And he kind of looks up and gets kind of startled, like I was going to run into him or something. And I've been longboarding for a while, and I know my way around a longboard. And I just kind of go around him, and no harm, no foul. He starts yelling at me as I'm boarding down the fucking sidewalk. And I kind of slow down, and I'm like, pardon me? And he's like, you're not supposed to be skating on the sidewalk. You almost hit me. I'm like... are you serious? Are we going to do this right now? And I just kind of like turned around and like kind of started skating off. And he's like, wait, I'm calling the cops. And I'd stop. I completely stop. And I turn around. I'm like, call them. And when you get on the phone with them, tell them I said hi. And I just turned around and started skating down the street. And he starts following me. And I'm like, are you fucking serious? And at this point, I'm kind of by, you know, my office. So...
uh-huh.
He's at this intersection, and I'm kind of a little bit past it, and then I get to the next intersection, and it's a red light, and he's kind of walking, and I see him get to the intersection up, and now he's like kind of half a block away from me, uh-huh. And he's looking at the street signs like he's talking to the police station, and I'm like, it's First and Second, you old blind fuck, and I gave him the finger, and then the light turned green, and I totally like jetted down, cut in the alley, cut around back, in the back door of the office, disappeared. That guy spent the next hour and a half wandering around, wondering where the fuck that kid on the longboard just went.
Are you serious?
And I'll tell you something else. I kind of feel bad for any kids, because I'm almost 30. I ain't a kid anymore. Like, I would beat that old man's ass if it came down to it with my longboard. But I'm not a kid, but I feel bad because the APB probably went out saying, we have a 19 to 23-year-old uh-huh. longboarding through town, and he just mouthed off or whatever it was he was going to make up and say, you know?
Yeah.
And so there's always kids longboarding around. So I'm just thinking, like, as I'm, you know,
Did you just get arrested?
I know. I'm finishing up at work going, man, I feel so bad for the next kid that goes longboarding right by this road, you know, because they're totally going to get picked up by the cops. And that old guy's probably going to be like, he's got a longboard. Yep, that's the kid. That's him. Because, like, we all look the same to you. You're fucking old. You don't even know what the fuck you're doing. I could have robbed you for all of your money at the ATM, but I didn't. I was just skating by, and you started shit with me. You don't know me. You don't know who I am. I could have killed you, but I didn't. I let him go.
That's some funny shit.
And they tried to call the cops on me. I saved your life, basically, in a weird roundabout way. And I let you go in hopes that you would live your life better and more fulfilling. And you call the fucking cops on me? Are you serious? What did you think they were going to do? Oh, okay, 911, what's your emergency? Somebody's skateboarding on the sidewalk. Okay, well, sir, that's not really an emergency. He told me to go fuck myself. Well, sir, that's still not really an emergency. It was so funny because just the look on his face, like he was furious. And then I could just imagine when he like got around the corner and I was just dissipated.
I mean, did you like walk out and kind of like see him wandering around?
Yeah,
forever?
I went to in one of our rooms that has a window, and I just kind of sit and watch. And I saw him like on the phone, totally like looking around all pissed. It was so funny because me and the Cheshire Cat, we have very good evaporative properties, right? So
yeah.
He's like looking for this kid, and I just disappeared. And that blew his fucking mind. I know he did. He thinks I'm a witch. I may have people after me because they think I'm a witch. I might get burned at the stake.
Probably.
This town's getting unsafe for me.
So, who's your sole beneficiary?
The cat, I think? I don't know. The Jam Hole Nation. The Jam Hole Nation is my sole beneficiary.
You should make that me. I
wanted to mention real quick, we have one Jam Hole shirt left. It's an extra large, so just saying, that's the last one. And then, you know, we'll work on getting some more designs and some more styles of shirts and all that stuff. You know, some actual girl shirts, some hoodies, all that good stuff. But I just wanted to mention in the store, you know, there's just one left. So anyone that wants it, it's there. It's an extra large. So, you know, if you got big tits or whatever, fill it out.
I got those.
Fill it out.
I got those. And it works nicely.
It is. It's a beautiful shirt. Jamhole boxers. That's right. Email info@thejamhole.com. Whatever you guys want, and we'll make it. We'll get it done. I want a Jamhole Zippo personally, but yeah. So
a Zippo.
A very, very amusing day. It was so fun.
That
so
sounds
funny.
So awesome.
Totally,
I wish I could have been there.
Totally
for that.
Minding my own motherfucking business and all that shit. Just call the cops, dick. Okay, I will.
I can't longboard, so yeah.
All right.
Or skateboard.
Yeah. Is it really, though, anyone that is local here, Charlie Clemay, if you know, is it illegal to longboard on the sidewalk? Like, was that a problem? Was I in the wrong here? Because I know there's an ordinance back when I was a kid that you couldn't even skateboard in town. Like, but that was more because the kids were, like, fucking up, you know, benches and shit because they were grinding. And there'd be this wax on everything because everyone would wax the curbs and the benches and all that. So I didn't think if you're just, like, going. You know, it's like transportation. Yeah. So I didn't really think of it. Bikes, I ride in the street or the sidewalk. But in a longboard, always on the sidewalk because the street's full of rocks and shit. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I was in the wrong. He says yes and no bikes. You have to skate in woodland only and wear a helmet and knee pads. Fuck that, dude.
So what do you do if you're like using it for transportation to and from work?
In the street and deal with retarded ass female drivers and male drivers. I'm sorry, I don't mean to be chauvinist, but it's the female ones that are putting the makeup on while they're driving. The guys don't do that.
They're just playing with their droid.
We're playing with our we're playing Raging Thunder, and as we're driving, we're steering and we're winning races that way.
Oh, God.
That's how we roll.
That's no good, dude.
All right. Well, so how was your day? Anything exciting happen today?
Not really. I watched a movie you had.
Oh, yeah. What was that?
College.
College. Never heard of it.
College.
I like how you find all these movies that I have, but mm-hmm. I've never heard of before.
You're the one who's downloading them, dude.
I was bored
and find random shit and I watch it.
I think it was back when I was getting high like a bunch. I would just be like, everything was great. So every movie, I'm like, oh, that looks good. Oh, yeah, that looks really powerful. And then like I sober up and I'm like, I don't even know. I don't even remember downloading anything ever. That's going to be my defense, allegedly.
Allegedly.
I don't even remember doing that.
Am I going to find kiddie porn on your computer?
No.
Are you sure? Because when you're high, everything is great.
No, I'm not into bestiality. It's just not. I mean, I tried it once when I was. It's just not my thing. So how was it? What was the? Is that what you're talking about? What was the movie
yes,
about?
Yes, that's what I was talking about. Absolutely. College. It's about these three kids that are in high school. Their senior year, and like they have to go to this college campus tour for a weekend, and they're supposed to stay in a dorm. But did they get to the dorm? And the guy answers the door with like this raging hard on, and like. This weird shirt that says my piece is growing.
Oh, wait. Was this a National Lampoon movie?
Maybe. I don't know.
Was it all those guys that was in like... fuck. I can't even think of one of the names, but... Spring Break? I don't know. What is a National Lampoon? Those they did a bunch of those like college-y kind of movies.
I don't know.
Van... What the fuck's his name? Van fuck my... What is it? Someone in the chat has to know. It's not Van Helsing. I will punch you if you say that. Van Wilder. Thank you. I got it. I got it first. Nolly's undead. You calm down. I got it.
No, I didn't.
It wasn't those guys?
I don't think so.
Okay.
But it was cool, though. Like, they get to the dorm room, and like there's some dude who opens the door with a boner, and they're like, okay, let's try somewhere else. And so
next, like, door number two, please.
They're like, where else are we supposed to go? And this kid kind of reminds me of like a wannabe Jack Black.
Okay.
It reminds me
I got
of like
you.
A kid that I used to, that I kind of grew up with. And we all have one of those. The one that's like a big talker and all that stupid
right.
shit.
Right. Big talk, but
yeah,
very,
and he's like,
very,
dude,
very
dude,
small.
guys, over at this frat house, my cousin is a legend. They'll let us stay there.
The lost legend.
Yeah. And so they go there and he's like, yeah, my cousin was so and so. They're like, you mean Queef?
Queef from Orgasmo? Hold on.
What's a queef? He's like, a pussy fart. And he's like, why would you call my cousin whatever a
my
pussy
awesome
fart?
Amazing
like,
cousin.
He earned the name.
Like, oh, that's awesome. So was it pretty good? Was it better than all those horrible?
It was pretty funny.
I didn't
have high
movies.
Hopes in the beginning.
Good, good.
In the beginning I was like, maybe not so much when I heard the fat kids start talking. Yeah, that was pretty much it. And then I don't know. It was really good, though. It was really fucking funny. That there's a kid who's kind of reminds me of, like, McLovin, kind
oh,
of.
Oh, yeah.
Like, really and skinny glasses. He's there to have an interview with the dean to get a scholarship.
Right. And then turns into the party animal kid.
Kind of. He ends up he's late to the interview, right? And he wakes up from this fucking party from the night before. And by the way, the entire time the guys from the frat house are completely pranking on these kids, like the entire time, just fucking with them hardcore. They make them do body shots off of this fucking like Wookiee looking guy.
Nice.
And I don't know, anyway, but like he wakes up from this raging fucking party.
Yeah, Nolly's Undead's got it. It's a generic movie 146.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And he runs to get to the fucking interview to the dean, and he gets there, he's got shit written all over his face, he doesn't notice it. It's just like, fuck you, dick here,
nice.
Like all that. And he's like, I need a second chance, and blah, blah, blah. So they're like, okay. And then that night, the dean and his wife are like driving home or something, and that kid is out in the street, drunk off his ass.
Awesome.
Gets hit by the dean.
Oh, shit.
And then fucking throws up all over his windshield. I don't know. It's pretty good. I really digged it. It's pretty
well, that's cool.
Funny.
Did you go fishing today? You were talking about you were going to do some fishing.
I wanted to, but no, I didn't.
Didn't end up happening, huh?
No.
Didn't wake up early enough?
No. I'm going to go tomorrow.
What are you going to do tomorrow?
Fish.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
After we finish the rest of season one of Stargate Atlantis, we'll be done at about the time you should probably be going fishing.
Probably. I'll need some Ritalin, so.
No sleep till Brooklyn. All
anybody?
Right.
Anybody?
That's right. TheJamHole.com/POBOX. Send it. Send us postcards. So, got an interesting story from China here. I was not aware of this problem, this epidemic, if you will. I
okay.
will. One Chinese baby is born with syphilis every blank.
Minute.
What would you say?
Hour.
Hour.
Day.
Every hour. Absolutely.
Okay.
One.
Awesome.
Now just think about that. One little Chinese, one hot Chinese chick that you could be jerking off right now on ChinesePornhub.com or whatever site you use. One of those chicks probably has the Sif. Revenge of the Sif.
Don't they,
that
like,
was a
die?
Star Wars syphilis joke. That's why
Doesn't
people
that kill
listen
them?
To this show. No, it just makes it burn when they pee. And makes a penis so small. That's why. It's syphilis. That's horrible.
Dude, every hour?
Every hour, a baby is born.
Stop making babies so much.
Yeah, right, you would think. Like, every baby that is born in China has either the SIF, the HIV, or the HEP. Or the HERP. Or the gonoherpa SIFA HEP. Halades.
Charlie Clown says, Chinese chicks look like chipmunks. Japanese chicks have flat chests.
Yeah, but it's the blonde Chinese chicks with the breast implants. That's the...
So the dyed hair and the implants.
Exactly. So, like, the Americanized Chinese chicks, the only reason we like them is because they're small and their eyes go this way instead of this way. It's different for us. So we're like, check that out. And the hair on their head is like the hair on their vaginas. FYI.
What?
Chinese women... Their pubic hair is the same as their head hair, which is the same as their armpit hair.
So it's all bristly?
No, it's all, like, long and luxurious and just, like, flowing.
Ew. Ew.
It's like those car wash
things. I don't want that,
like,
on my crotch.
It's fun. Yeah, every hour a baby is born in China with syphilis as the world's fastest growing epidemic of the disease is fueled by men... With new money from the nation's booming economy, researchers say. They're, like, totally bragging. They're like, oh, look at the U.S. with your HIV and your sad, broken economy. Hey, we're doing A-OK over here. Do you know why? Because we make everything. We're China, and we make everything. Look around your house right now. What are you watching the jam hole on or listening to if this is a podcast version right now? If it's an iPod, made in China. Is it a Zune? Made in China. Is it a Droid? Made in Taiwan. But they're slanty-eyed too, so I'm going to say made in China. Everything. They make everything. They are the great creators.
Yeah, but...
And that's our fault. That's our fault for... trying to get stuff made so cheaply. You can't blame them for doing shit cheap. That's just the Chinese way. The American way, fat and lazy. The Chinese way, quick, cheap, and full of poison, usually.
Syphilis.
And syphilis.
Right.
That's such a wicked thing to think about. Like, every hour, one. Like, by the time we're done, by the time we're done with this show, there will have been 1.5 babies born in China with the SIF.
Ew.
This is a horrible thing to think of.
But, like, somebody said in the chat.
The chat? Like they said in the chat.
Like they said in the chat. I don't know who it was, but they said, you know, if it's a girl, they drown it in a bucket anyway. So who gives a fuck?
Oh, well, that's true. And that's, which is weird because the problem they say is the men with all the new money, they're going out and being, you know, they're cheating on their wives and whatnot. And they're just passing it around.
The next generation is going to be horrible for the Chinese. It's all going to be dudes.
It's easy to cure, though, right?
They're
going to
be fucking their grandmas.
That's going to be horrible for them. Then who's going to make all of our cool computer shit?
A giant warehouse of a sausage fest?
Oh, right. But I mean, no, I'm saying once they're all old and stuff, if there's no women, then there's no one having babies. I guess that takes care of the SIF problem, right?
Yeah.
If you're not having babies, you're not having syphilis-infected babies. The easy-to-cure bacterial infection, which was nearly wiped out in China 5 decades ago, is now the most commonly reported sexually transmitted disease in its largest city, Shanghai. Prostitutes, along with gay and or bisexual men, many of whom are married with families, married with children, love and marriage, absolutely. They're driving the epidemic, according to a commentary published Thursday in the New England Journal of Medicine. The increase reflects the country's staggering economic growth, providing both businessmen and migrant laborers more cash and opportunity to pay for unsafe sex while away from home. See, that's the problem when your government, you know, supplies everything. Like, here's your food, here's your where you're gonna live, here's all your shit, basically.
Yeah.
You have all this money to just go blow on syphilis-infected hookers, and you're not, you know, you're not saving, or you're not doing, you're just blowing it all on vice sins, basically.
Well, why? Why?
Because sex is awesome. That's why.
No, I'm saying, why wouldn't you? You don't have anything better to look forward
to.
Yeah,
exactly. Like, I can go home and...
If I work harder, I'm going to get paid the same, so what the fuck does it matter?
Fuck that. I'm going to just do this. And that's the whole problem with that idea.
If I'm a fucking rocket scientist, or if I'm a fucking cashier at Wendy's,
yeah, see,
I make the same.
Charlie Clown's got a good point. He says federally subsidized prostitutes. See, if the government would just provide prostitutes, make sure they're clean, make sure there's no syphilis or anything like that, make sure the wives don't find out, keep the families together... Then this problem is non-existent. Good job, Charlie.
What are you going to do when someone contracts syphilis? One of your hoes?
Kill them.
Incinerate?
Or, no, wait. We can cure syphilis?
I think so.
Then I would just give them the pills. The pills ease the pain. Because it hurts when it burns when I pee.
Ew.
Have you ever had the syph?
Nope.
Me either.
High five.
Fuck yeah. How many people in the chat room have ever had the SIF? And be honest, because I want you to call in and tell me what happened, because I'm curious.
Have you ever had anything weird?
No.
No?
Well, that cyst, but that's not...
That's pretty fucking weird.
That's not through any fault of my own, though.
It's pretty weird, though.
But that wasn't like I went out and made a poor choice and had sex with this chick that ended up being a dude, and now I have AIDS. Like, well, it wasn't like that. I couldn't... There's
nothing... If I took a profile picture of your penis, I'm not saying anything, but... Well, I am saying, but... I'm just saying, it was pregnant. It looked pregnant.
And now it gave birth, and everything's fine, and we've moved on.
And
we're not...
The hole in your penis
is not wrecked. We're not participating in postpartum depression anymore. We have moved past that. And when I say we, I mean myself and my child.
Where is it?
In the river.
I got rid of Paul.
It's for
okay.
the grip. It's an ergonomic grip. Much
You've never
like
had
that
anything
keyboard.
Weird? You never nope. come down with like some kind of illness?
Never broken a bone. I've never had... I got pneumonia once, and that almost kind of killed me. But I came back like 10 times stronger. Like a fucking beast. Like Mecha Streisand on the last season of
never
South
had,
Park.
Never had like mono?
No, never had that.
I never had mono. My brother had mono. I had
AIDS once.
Oh.
But I took some of these other pills, and it cleared right up, so... I think I had the chicken pox.
I hope you did. Fuck, dude, I am not dealing with a grown man with chicken pox.
I thought I had the chicken pox, but that ended up being the herpes, so joke's on this guy. But that cleared up, too, so
I had scabies.
I got that once, but just in my hand. It wasn't, like, on my nuts or anything weird like that.
It wasn't on my junk. It was just everywhere else.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, not just on your hand?
No, it was all over my arms, because I had it for 6 months. I didn't know what it was.
Charlie Cloud says, jock itch. I've gotten that once or twice. Hemorrhoids?
You've had hemorrhoids.
You've had hemorrhoids. Since we've been dating, you disgusting fuck.
You too. You did too. You're like, dude.
Next time,
I popped it.
Next time I ask to put it in your butt, a simple no will suffice. You don't need no. I have a hemorrhoid there. Okay, well, I'm done having sex for right now and probably the next week. Thanks.
Yeah. Well, at least I don't run around like this. With my hand in my pants, digging
hey,
into
there's
my
a
asshole.
Lot of good stuff going on in my pants. I feel my hands.
You
need
you
to
do
be
that,
complete...
and that's how I know when something is itching in your butthole.
No, no, not
a hemorrhoid.
Just,
not
at all.
Swelled up, and you
not
have to itch
all.
It.
No, not at all.
Whatever.
Sometimes
dude.
I just like to rub my cock
from behind.
Yeah, I pull it down, and like I'm flossing my ass is what I'm doing. Anyway, so yeah, that's pretty sweet for China. Don't have sex if you go to China.
Yeah,
just
don't.
FYI, or bring your syphilis pills.
Right?
Can we do that? Do we have a vaccine that won't give us autism that protects against syphilis? Because the guy that invents that is gonna be rich as fuck. We should invent that. I invented it. Done. Trademark. Patent. Mine.
Nolly's Undead wants to know if you can fuck your own ass.
No. I floss it. It's more of just like you know, on the back of these cameras, when you put the wire through the guide to get the wire to sit in there, the cable, the USB cable, it's like that.
Yeah,
I just, like, put it in there just to have it there.
And then rub the back of it where your
Well, no, and
out.
then I poop and it pushes it back out. Huh?
That's disgusting, dude.
Yeah, well.
Stop playing with
your butthole. You asked the other day why my dick smelled like shit, and it wasn't because we had anal sex, was it?
Stop playing with your butthole.
It's because I poop on my dick.
Stop playing with your butthole.
So, yeah, this is wicked. In the 50s and 60s in China, syphilis and other STDs were extremely uncommon. The number of new cases has just rapidly accelerated. Even one baby born with syphilis in China, this guy says, is unacceptable.
It is unacceptable.
Even just one, not one every hour. I was saying one, like, always, like, forever, just one in the scope of time. Not one every hour. It's ridiculous.
It is ridiculous.
Unlike other sexually spread diseases such as the gonorrhea or the chlamydia, syphilis can eventually ravage the mind and kill if left untreated. A shot of penicillin is a cheap cure. I'm allergic to that.
What?
That would not be a cheap cure for me. Penicillin?
You're allergic to penicillin?
Oh, fuck yeah.
Are you serious?
That will kill me. Which is why I think...
Good to know.
Yeah, you're welcome. No, but I think that's why...
You are
I had
allergic
such
to something?
A good immune system. I'm allergic to a few things that
really?
I'm not going to tell you anything else I'm allergic to. But yeah, but I think because I never got that when I was a kid, it made my immune system a lot stronger. And that's why when you guys are catching colds and shit, I'm totally not.
What else are you allergic to?
That's you... I'm allergic to you not wanting my penis in your mouth. That's what I'm allergic
to. You should be dead by now.
I'm getting there. Inside, totally dead.
I'm not allergic to anything, dude.
Well, then you can't use that excuse anymore. You said if you put this in your mouth, your throat would swell shut and you would die.
Well, that's still true.
That was a lie.
But I'm not allergic to it.
You fucking lied.
It's a chemical
me.
Reaction.
I believed
between
you.
Between semen and the mucus in my throat.
Bullshit. I believed you. I'm never going to believe you again.
The only thing that I'm somewhat allergic to is aspirin.
Uh-huh.
I can have like a little bit of it, but if I actually take regular straight up aspirin,
mm-hmm.
It's not so much that I'm allergic to it, I'll just get really bad nosebleeds.
Oh, that'll
and,
be
like,
fun.
Yeah. I just bleed a lot if I have aspirin, so I can't have that.
Yeah, so, well, that sucks for
and
Chinese
penis. I'm
people.
Allergic to penis, anyway.
But
your penis.
Thank you. Moving on. You know the TSA workers, you know how a while ago we were talking about those x-ray machines they have, and they were wondering if, like, kids go through it, if that's, like, are you supposed to look at that?
Yeah. Because
it kind of shows some stuff. Well, this kind of went the other way with that. This guy, he assaulted his colleague because his colleague made a wisecrack about his genitalia being maybe so small.
Ooh.
When he walked through the machine. The dude fucking whooped his ass.
Nice!
A TSA worker in Miami, of all places, was arrested for aggravated battery after police say he attacked a colleague who'd made fun of his little, small, tiny pecker after he walked through. That wasn't very nice. The newspaper, like,
right. Oh,
you're gonna
God.
Get your ass kicked next. After he walked through one of the high-tech security scanners during a recent training session... Rolando Negrin, 44, was busted for assault after things got ugly at the Miami International Airport between Negrin and some of his fellow TSA workers. I hate those guys. Like, I know you're there doing a job, which is to act like we have security. I mean, we all know we don't, right?
Right.
The terrorists have to know that by now. Like, that's just for show, right? Why do you think they're all, like, 75-year-old retired fucking doctors?
It's like the guy standing at the door at Walmart saying, have a nice day.
Yeah, yeah, they're
what
the Walmart.
What is he going to do when you run
Walmart.
Out that fucking door and it goes off?
Hey, what? A Puma pants.
Exactly.
If prayer was, like, a viable resource for our government, like, when all else fails, we pray and the power of prayer defeats our enemies... Then they would do some good, because
yeah.
Those guys can pray like motherfuckers, right? They're
yeah.
Just like, oh, please don't fucking hurt me. Please don't kill me. Please, please.
Yay.
But since that's not the world we live in.
No.
It's kind of a joke. Not a very good joke.
A very, yeah.
Sources say Negrin stepped into the machine during the training session and became embarrassed and angry when a supervisor started cracking jokes about his little tiny pecker made
visible.
Well,
don't walk in it if you know you have a tiny pecker.
Well, maybe he didn't know that. Maybe he's fat also, and he hasn't seen his tiny pecker in probably like 10 years.
He's like, hey, can you take a snapshot of who to see that?
I need to remember what this looks like.
Yeah.
So
and
I
your supervisor is picking at your dick? That's cool.
Awesome. He rolls in, and the supervisor's like showing off, like trying to be the alpha male. It's like, oh, snap, bro, you got a tiny dick. And the dude just like jumps over the machine and just clocks him. Oh man, I would have like knocked him out and then took out my tiny dick and then like slapped him in his big old fat face with it and have like a little tiny print on it. It'd be awesome. Yeah, according to the report, the Negrin confronted one of his coworkers in an employee parking lot where he hit him with a police baton.
Nice.
They're armed. I forgot about that. He's lucky he didn't get his ass tased.
Or shot.
I know, dude. Those guys, they should not be allowed to pack heat. For real. They should not be. Negrin then told the victim to kneel down and
suck.
Say. Pervert. Say you're sorry.
Oh, okay.
Suck. What were you going to say?
Nothing.
Suck this little tiny peck.
Pretty much.
If you're already embarrassed about your manhood, are you going to go around making people suck it?
Well, you're it's gonna not going to feel that small when it's in your mouth and you're a homophobe.
Well, it might. It might be like a little Tic Tac. You don't know. You don't know. He might be like, all right, so is it in yet? And he's like, it's been in for like 5 minutes.
I already came.
Did you feel that? Uh-uh. Yeah, he told him to say you're sorry. That's a weird thing to demand.
Say you're
from
sorry.
You made fun of... No, not to me. To my little penis.
Right.
Negrin stated he could not take the jokes anymore and lost his mind, the report says. So this sounds like a common occurrence. Like, this wasn't maybe the first time his manhood has come into question.
Probably perhaps. Not. Well, if you're like that, and you have a small dick, and you're really quick to jump to defend it, it's been happening for a while.
But if you had a small dick, wouldn't you try to not call attention to it? You would just, like, why would you even mention a penis in the first place?
I don't know, dude.
I don't know.
I don't know, man.
So, yeah, he was arrested, booked into jail with his little tiny penis. The attack, maybe, you know what they should do for a joke when they're taking his mugshot and they have, you know, the ruler in the back to show how tall they are?
Yeah.
They should have, like, another one next to him that's in, like, millimeters and have, like, a... Oh, that'd be awesome.
That'd be mean.
I need to do graphics for the news. The attack may be the first piece of proof that the new scanners may be leaving too little to the imagination. Bah, bah, bah.
Well,
if this starts happening more, people with little dicks should just not fly anymore.
They probably won't. They probably won't. They're like, I don't want you to see my dick.
I would move to Sweden and do it there, because all the chicks that rolled through there would be so hot. I would just be like, yeah, fucking jerking off, fucking necks, jerking off. Oh, that'd be the job. The job. It would be.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know
that you talk about chicks a lot?
Well, what else am I supposed to talk about? I'm a dude. I like chicks.
I'm a chick, and I like dudes, but I don't talk about dudes all the time.
Maybe you don't like dudes as much as I like chicks.
It's annoying, is what I'm saying.
You know what else is annoying?
Yeah, you.
That's right.
So stop it.
Okay. What would you like to talk about? I'm just saying. It's an X-ray machine. What's every dude's dream to have?
I wasn't like, oh man, that would be the best job ever. Watch all these guys roll through with their giant hot cocks. Oh
you didn't
my god,
have to.
Best job ever.
Because you don't like cock. You don't like anything. It would be like, if you were there at a fishing thing and they were x-raying fish, you'd be like, oh my god, I'm so wet, that's so badass, I want to go stick my dick in one of those fish. That's you. That's my Dana impression.
What?
That's, I'm just saying, like, you don't get excited about anything.
Well, so, dude, you just... you're.
Pardon me for having a passion, okay?
No,
fuck.
It's just annoying. Every time we go out, fuck, she's hot. Or, like, some shit like that. I'm right there, dude!
So? Does
don't
that bother
do,
you?
Yeah, it does!
Really?
Because you do it every goddamn day.
Not every day.
No, fuck you,
only
you
on
do.
Thursdays at the bar. Because
no,
there are some
the
pretty ladies that go there, and I'm
no.
just letting you know.
All the fucking time. It's annoying, and I'm tired of it, and I wish you would really stop.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Is this you asking me to stop?
Yeah.
Well, you know what I'm tired of?
You're like, can we take her home and bang her together? No! What the fuck makes you think you could say that to me?
You don't know if you don't ask.
You've asked how many times?
Well, maybe you just don't like the chicks I'm picking out.
No,
that's
I don't like
I,
any of
have
them.
Have you noticed that it's been a different kind of chick every time? Have you not noticed that? All right, well, a dude killed himself. This is kind of a weird thing. This guy, Metra executive director, okay? I don't know, maybe you guys have heard of this. Philip Pejano, he left a note indicating he was going to kill himself before he walked in front of a train and then killed himself. But the weird thing is, the guy that killed himself, he was under investigation for financial irregularities, which means he was stealing money from probably where he worked at. He
probably.
Knew he was going to get caught. But he was the chief of the train that hit him. Like, that was his shit. He was embezzling money from that place, and he jumped in front of one of his own trains. Isn't that poetic?
I guess so. Like, you build... or make or whatever.
Well, you're the head. With. You're the chief. You know, you like direct the whole operation.
That's your shit.
Yeah, like you knew which train was going to be where for sure. The guy said the engineer spotted him about 5 to 10 seconds before impact. Pejano was standing in the middle of the tracks, facing the front of the train, so he totally like saw it coming. And the engineer braked, but could not stop in time. Quote. The engineer looked right into the eyes of the man, he said. He totally, like, had a connection right before. That would be so crazy. That would be a pretty wicked job, I think.
To run people over?
Yeah.
Because I'd be down with that.
Totally. Just.
I don't need to scan people's bodies.
Running the
bodies.
Gang train all day long, just woo-woo.
I'd rather plow people over
it's
than
it's like the death train. What's their train called on Death Clock? They have the murder train or whatever. The thing is bad.
I have no idea.
When they went to Switzerland with it, I want a train with knives and blades and shit on the front of it. Fuck.
What?
That would be awesome.
Be brutal.
Then transformed into a fucking sword.
What?
Oh, man, that would rule.
You are retarded.
The sheriff said evidence found on his body and at the guy's home, including a letter, appeared to indicate he was going to commit suicide, of course. Quote, he left some written documents behind. He said, I would describe it as a letter indicating his intentions. I intend to jump in front of a train.
Right.
He declined to elaborate on what evidence was found at the scene, but a source told the Tribune that Pagano's wallets was found on his body along with a copy of Metra's procedures on how to handle a service disruption after a suicide. Even in death, he didn't trust his own workers. Like, we work here too, dude. Just because you're the chief, we know how to handle a suicide. Fuck. None of us liked you anyway. That guy was a dick. I'm glad he's dead. And look, he was stealing money. What a fucking asshole. Amazing.
I wonder if they like had just found out about it and then
what do you mean?
Like, if they found out about him stealing money and then he was like, fuck it, I should just die.
Yeah, he was totally. He was under investigation for it. He
okay.
knew he was fucked, which is totally, yeah, why he did it. They said on Thursday, the Cook County State's Attorney's Office said it had launched a criminal probe into possible financial irregularities by Pagano, who had been executive director since 1990. Metra released a statement saying it was with great sadness that we report the passing this morning of Philip A. Pagano. He He stole money from us. Yeah, that's about it for that. Everyone was in shock and sorrow, and, you know, the next day was like, God, I'm so glad he's gone. What an asshole.
Yeah.
So, this is...
No, it was more like, who wants to wash the train?
This is kind of weird. This dude and his girlfriend went to an Old Navy. Did you guys hear about this? In fucking Chicago and just, like, shot up the place. This dude shot and killed his girlfriend, then turned the gun on himself inside the Old Navy store on State Street, downtown Chicago. I don't like these prices.
Yeah, no.
The Old Navy commercial, like it, they play in those stores, right?
I don't know.
Maybe that was it. His wife was like, or his girlfriend was like, I swear, if I hear that one more time, just kill me, then kill yourself. And he's like, you know, I'd do what my wife says. And it came on again. She's like, oh God. And he fucking capped her and did it good.
But didn't he take out a bunch of people?
I don't know. A source said Robinson shot Palms multiple times before shooting himself in an employee-only area of the store's basement. Oh, that's weird. At a news conference at the scene, police chief said that the officer saw employees running out of the store, the patrol that was there.
The rent-a-cop.
They told the cops. Yeah, probably, right? The rent-a-cop. Shots fired! Shots fired! Fuck! Call the real cops! I don't get paid enough to deal with this
shit. I've got
shit.
A bat.
I have a bat and a taser, flashlight. But I don't have any batteries for the taser.
Right.
And I forgot to charge it last night.
Yeah.
I had to charge my iPod instead, and we only have one plug.
I have my wicked cool flashlight.
Yeah, I will flash dance him to death.
Yes. Maybe I'll give him a seizure.
Chicago police immediately responded, went into the store, and eventually ended up in the basement area, which is a restricted area for employees only. And once in that area, we found two people who were lying on the floor, deceased. Sources say a female employee was shot to death by the father of her child. The man then took his own life. Quote, they knew each other. That's our understanding at this time. There's no random shooter out there. There's no lone gunman running around the loop putting anybody else in danger. So, you know, come on back to Old Navy where we still have this great sale going. You know, too soon? All right,
yeah,
we're closing,
a little.
But just for today. Time is money. We all know that. An employee, of course, who was overcome with emotion needed medical attention after the shootings happened. A witness said she was sobbing uncontrollably. That's awesome. She, like, runs over the paramedics, like, I didn't help. Ma'am, where were you shot at? Where were you shot? Oh, I'm not shot. I'm just so sad.
That's ridiculous.
Oh, I need
but you weren't shot. No.
Then get
but
the
I could
fuck
really
out.
Use some drugs because I'm really upset right now.
People, I don't know, though, because I think your normal, average, everyday person, when they hear gunshots and they see cops storming in, like, I don't think they're equipped to handle that mentally. I think they see it
we're
on
normal.
TV. Yeah, but we, I don't know, I think I would just be like, okay. It wouldn't be, but
would
these
be
people
like,
see that and they're
awesome.
Like traumatized, you know?
Yeah, I wouldn't be traumatized,
I think
but I'd be interested.
I'm too desensitized for that. Or jaded. What's the word for it?
Desensitized.
I just don't care.
Yeah.
Like, there's... I've played this game, like, 100 times.
I have seen people die in front of
me. Yeah, it's cool. It's not a big deal. Yeah, so that's about it. Some people thought it was a joke, and then, you know, all of a sudden the store manager and employees run around, and they're all freaking out. Fun. Shit like that never happens when I'm in shitty, boring stores like that. Ever. I know.
It very, very much should.
I'm just...
I would like to see that. And you know what? I would even take a bullet to watch it.
Would you?
Yeah, shoot me. It's somewhere where I'm not gonna, you know, die.
You would take a bullet for that. Do you think you could? I think you would cry.
I might cry a little bit, but you know what? It'll be worth it to watch that guy get his brains blown out.
Oh, that's true.
I'm going to scrape brain matter off my face while I hold my bullet wound in my shoulder, sobbing a little bit. It's going to be great.
All right. Well, I got one more story.
You wouldn't?
What?
You wouldn't?
I don't know. I haven't ever been like
shoot
shot
you in
or
the
anything.
Shoulder. Like you're in the middle of
no,
you're in the
that
middle
would...
of the gap. Okay, you're in the middle of the gap. The kid's freaking out. He's gonna shoot his fucking wife.
No,
because
see, as
you
soon...
say some shit, he turns you, pops you in
no,
the shoulder.
No, that would never happen. Because as soon as I saw shit like that, I'm like behind the table counting how many shots I have left in my gun. You know. I'm not going to just be walking around like the duck and like get shot and turn and walk the other way and get shot. And
so you're awesome. You'd run
I'm
away
like
from
jump
a brawl.
Flipping over the fucking thing, grabbing the table for a shield and possibly one of those little skinny chicks that work there. Maybe two. I'd need two for a shield because I'm pretty big. Two skinny chicks.
You think you're so big.
I'm huge. Have
you're
you seen me
huge.
Lately?
You're not huge.
Oh, Jamhole Braden's in the house. He says getting Yo. Shot doesn't sound like fun. I know. I don't think I would take a round just for that. I would definitely... I would pay $1 million before I took a shot.
What? You would pay money before you took a shot?
Yeah. You know how we're always talking like if I was totally rich, I would pay an easy $1 million to just be able to witness that, to like be at the scene of one
Dude,
of these.
Dude, it's fine. Shoot me. It's fine. I would deal with that.
I'm glad that's recorded.
I would deal with
when
that
I
to
shoot
watch somebody's
you,
brains go out.
Don't look at me like, what the fuck?
Are you going to blow someone's brains out right afterwards?
Is that what I have to do?
That's got to be my reward.
If
and then I'm going to the
takes.
Hospital and getting on a lot of drugs.
Wow. Wow.
And so I could just replay that in my mind over and over again while I'm fucked up, getting stitched up.
Braden says, my cousin shot a friend in the leg with his AK-47 on accident, and it looked like it hurt pretty bad. Yeah, dude. That's also a bullet like that compared to like whatever this little handgun this guy was using.
It's probably like a 32 or some
yeah.
shit.
All right, well, yeah, I got one more story before we get the fuck out of here. Mansfield, Ohio. This is not a good day to be a Jack Russell Terrier named Debo. Hmm? Debo. D-E-B-O, that's Debo, right?
Someone else I know named her cat Debo.
Oh, yeah? Did it hang itself? Because
it not
hated
saying
its
who
life?
It was, so it oh, probably okay. did.
Yeah, this dog actually hung itself. It just...
What?
It couldn't deal with being called Debo, apparently. From the way he was positioned, they found this Jack Russell Terrier named Debo hanging from a fence post, bloated and covered with flies. Mmm.
Yuck.
I know, I'm not a fan of dogs either. quote, from the way he was positioned, he could actually stand up on his hind legs, the Humane Society supervisor said. He couldn't put his front legs down, so we're assuming the reason why he actually died is his hind legs just gave out from holding all the weight up, and he just... I think he just hated life in the suburbs. It's not all it's cracked up to be. Tom Hanks, The Burbs, classic 1984 hit.
I just watched like last month.
Yeah, you did, huh?
Again.
God, that was a great movie.
Yes, yes, it was.
The dog was owned by 25-year-old Brian Moyer, according to his friends and neighbors, who say Moyer used to have sex with the dog all the time. That explains it.
In the front yard.
A Jack Russell Terrier? I would kill myself, too. Definitely. No, they said that he moved out of the rental home about a month ago. This other guy says that he's staying at their center in August until he's allowed to come and go during the day for work. He's in the Massillon Jail Alternative Program called CAC. C-A-C.
Okay.
CAC.
CAC.
I'm a member of CAC. CAC and Bulls. Hey.
CAC and Bulls. Yeah.
His friend Ray says that he had been living at the same home until about a week ago, but he and his fiance had been looking after the dog. Every other day we would give him a big bowl of food, and he would make that bowl of food last for 2 days. So you know what? We started just feeding him every other day.
Oh, okay.
So there. He insists someone was at the house hours before neighbors called the cops because there was this... That sucks. Kids are like, Mommy, can we go out and play? And I'm like, yeah, I guess. And they go outside and there's this dog just bloated with flies hanging there.
That's disgusting,
there. That's
dude.
Brutal, dude. That's fucking for sure.
Ugh.
Neighbors on all sides say that Debo was able to jump the 6-foot-high wooden fence. All of them tell... that the dog would frequently end up in their yards and they would have to get Brian to go put him back. They all hated this dog, I guarantee it. This little yappy dog. that jumps over your fence and barks at you in your own motherfucking property, I would have hung that fucking dog myself.
Yeah, probably.
But the dog did it for him. This the lady that lives in back of the house says she moved in last June. Debo nearly hung himself jumping the fence with a leash. Not just once, not twice, but a repeat offender 3 motherfucking times. And do you know what they say?
What?
Third time's a charm. And he fucking did it. He did it his third time. That is amazing.
That is awesome.
That is dedication.
Exploded. Nasty.
If
lies.
At first you don't succeed, just keep trying to kill yourself.
Well,
you gotta try different ways. Don't like just
keep
cutting
yourself. If the dog was treated
like
shit, then you know,
I think it was an accident, and he was so excited, he just jumped the fence, forgot the leash was there, and just.
That sucks.
That's awful. I bet the dude was like, thank God, I fucking hated that dog. Everybody that I know, really, that has dogs. That, you know, not like friends of mine, but just general people that I know, spend more time yelling and saying, I hate that fucking mutt.
Stop it.
Stop
it.
Stop it.
Shut up.
Like, they spend more time doing that than they do, like, you know, hugging the dog or petting it or playing Red Rocket or feeding it or anything, you know, normal things people do with their dogs.
Right.
It's weird. And then, I don't know.
But, no, I don't know.
It's the kind of thing that's like, it's my kid, I can beat it, but if you touch it, I'm going to kill you. Like, they're very protective of it, even though they hate them.
Well, yeah. I don't know. Well, I mean, maybe usually with little dogs, but with bigger dogs, usually they get it. I don't know. With my dog, Fergie, at my mom and dad's place, I didn't have too much problem with her. When she was
hold
a puppy,
on.
She was annoying.
Amham says there's a great car chase on KCAL 9 right now. Just if anyone else has KCAL 9,
but anyway, fucking my dog Fergie, she's a pit bull mastiff mix, and she was a little stubborn and hard-headed or whatever, but she was fine. I didn't really have to go through a whole lot with her and shit. I wasn't screaming at her all the time or anything, but if anyone else did hit my dog, I was pretty pissed. I didn't want anybody else
but
to
you
hit
would
dog.
Hit your dog.
I would hit my dog,
but that's okay.
I would beat the fuck out of my dog. Because
it's
no,
your property.
You cannot.
It's like what we set with rules for bestiality. It's
well,
okay to fuck a dog if it's your dog. If
well,
you can't fuck someone else's.
It's me in control. And I'm weirded out by somebody else hitting my dog because I think that they're actually going to like hurt
you
my dog.
Oh, because you know how hard you're hitting it.
Yeah.
You don't know how hard they might be.
Right.
I
and
see.
And I'm like, you're going to break my dog's neck. Please don't do that. But, yeah.
Well, that makes sense.
Sure.
So, yeah, pretty interesting.
I don't know.
That's
I think
funny
it's mostly
that
smaller dogs that people end up hating and shit. They're like, God damn it, shut up. The little small yappy dogs.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, my dog Fergie, she was never.
And it's not like they say it and they're like, ha ha ha, just joking. They have like,
shut the
fury
fuck up
in their eyes, dude. Like, they're for real.
Yeah.
So for real. Just about to kill it.
Yeah.
And the dog, I think, picks up on that and he hung himself.
Probably.
He was a repeat offender. That dog needed
pathways.
He was
suicidal, man.
Suicidal. That happens. He had suicidal tendencies. Poor little dog. You know what? I bet this dog would have been a good candidate for doggy psychiatry. All those rich people that think their dogs have, like, mental problems, and they take him to the shrink and put him on, like, puppy Prozac and shit like that.
He just feels really ignored.
All
he
does is
needs attention.
Sleeps and eats and humps things all day. That's all he does. I mean,
he's a dog!
I got a dog to, like, entertain me. I mean, all he does is shits and pees and just pisses me off. I wish he would kill himself. And you know
some
what?
Dogs,
the dog heard that, and he did.
Some dogs are really cool. A friend of mine trained his dog. He, like, tied a rope or whatever on the
you know
the
what
door
dog
shut up. On
was
the door,
really
shut
cool?
up. On the door handle to the fridge.
Do you know what?
And he would open the fridge, and the guy made sure to put, like, beer cozies around each of his beers, and the dog would grab the beer and bring it to him.
That's
and shit,
awesome.
And shut the fridge.
Do you know what dog is really cool?
What?
This is the only real dog that was really cool ever.
What?
Do you remember Soundwave from the Transformers?
No.
Do you remember that dog? He would eject from his thing and it would like fly out a cassette tape, and in midair it'd be all like, and then it'd be a dog. What was that dog's name?
Not a
Growl?
Clue.
I forget. That was a cool dog.
You cried over a dog.
That dog had missiles. That dog could shoot missiles. So.
You know.
What?
You cried over a dog.
Over a dog?
Yeah, you did.
Which dog?
Your mom's dog.
No, I cried because I hate seeing my mom cry, and that made me sad, and that's why I cried. It was
your
a fucking
mom,
dog.
Your mom wasn't even there.
What?
It was your stepdad who was crying, and then you were like,
no, she
oh,
was
God.
There.
She was...
Pretty sure.
I don't think she was.
I'm pretty
I don't think
sure.
she was there that day when we went there.
Okay, well... whatever.
Because you started crying.
Then it's because like I knew. It's because I knew.
It's because you're
I'm
like,
sorry, I have a heart and I have feelings and I like things. You don't like anything except for fish.
I like
that's
stuff.
That's weird.
I like my dog.
Cool.
And stuff.
Your dog probably killed itself.
No, it didn't.
How do you know? When's the last time you've seen this dog that you like so much? Do you even
That's
remember?
Why I like her so much.
I know. It's because you never fucking see her. As soon as we go up to your mom's house and the dog, get down! Lay down! Go lay down! I hate you!
I don't say I hate you.
Yeah, you pretty much do.
I say calm down and get down. She gets overexcited. It's not my fault.
All right. Well, you got anything else before we get the fuck out of here? I got some serious Stargate Atlantis
yeah,
to watch.
I like stuff, okay? I like more things than fish.
Morphine?
What more does that have to things, do with anything? More things uh-huh. than fish. I like stuff. I like you.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Prove it.
I'm living here.
Oh, lucky me. All right, well, thank you guys so much for being with us, of course.
I have sex with you.
Oh, that's such a chore.
It means I like you.
Right on.
It's like a dog that humps things. It likes those things.
These are all of my things.
These are all of my things.
All the time I rub my dick, it's I like things. I like this pen. I like my bong and my laptop.
You put your dick in your bong. I'm sure you've rubbed
mixer,
it on your laptop and your mixer.
The holy water.
Yes, you
that
have.
That picture of you.
Uh-huh.
That picture of you.
Okay.
I hump all things.
I know.
I'm not blushing. Thank you. All right. 406-204-4687. Leave us a message or email info@thejamhole.com. Of course, thejamhole.com. That's where all our shit's at. Check it out, SA. We got a lot of cool stuff on there. /donate. Give us some money. We got server fees to pay for and all that awesome stuff that everyone else complains about. You know what? I'm rich. Fuck it. Don't even. I don't even care. If you donate, I'll send it back. That's how much I just don't care. So, yeah. We'll see you guys Monday. Goodbye.
Bye.
You are listening to The Jam Hole. The Jam Hole. TheJamHole.com.